Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Irreplaceable and my name is Ira. Today we are going to talk about being consistent even when you don't see results. So you could be doing anything, okay? You could be learning something new. You could be working on getting fitter. But the thing about goals that really matter, the thing about difficult things is that they take time. Because think about it, if everyone could do it, it wouldn't have the same value and respect in society because it's easy. Anyone and everyone can do it. And for some reason, the laws of nature require that really good thing are difficult to acquire. So when you want to make positive changes in your life, it's difficult. Growth is difficult. Growth needs attention and growth requires time. When you're trying to fall, falling is easy, you know? Dropping is easy. Giving up is easy. But going up, climbing up, moving up, these things are difficult. Life, when someone's whole life is in front of them, when someone is growing up, learning, becoming something, doing something, meeting someone, that growth, that takes time. But the fragility of life is as such that to end something, it's very easy. So whether it be life, whether it be taking, whether it be failing, all the negative things in this world are very easy. And this is just one of the laws of nature. Okay? Building good things, moving forward, all these things are seen as godly. They're seen difficult. They are seen as unattainable. They're respected more because it is difficult. And why do we look up to those people, to those humans who achieve this as really great, remarkable, superhumans, talented, all of that, is because not everyone can do it. It takes a different level of patience. It takes a different level of hard work. But it also takes a different level of mindset. So you need to get things right. When you start focusing on the mindset part, when you start training your mental in order to control your physical, you become closer to becoming better, to becoming exceptional. And the whole point of my podcast, I want you to be better. I want you to be exceptional. I want you to grow, lead, be better than everyone. I want what's best for you. And I want you to want what's best for you. Yes, you will get deviated. Yes, there are a lot of temptations. Yes, it's going to be hard, but always focus on the bigger picture. Focus on the end goal. Focus on the why. Why are you doing this and for who? Once you get the basics cleared and you make sure that these reasons do not escape your mind, then you have got it set, my friend. Your intentions are set. Now the next part is being consistent, and that is the hard part. Consistency is when you constantly do those things in order to achieve your goal and you do not deviate from the path. You keep doing it over and over again, even when you don't see results, even when you're not achieving it, even when people are laughing at you, you constantly keep on doing it and moving forward because you believe that these steps, that this journey, that this set of repeated actions every day in and out that you're doing is going to lead to something bigger. You have to constantly remind yourself to do that. Now, let me tell you another rule of nature. Not every day is going to be the same. Not every day is going to be easy. The next rule is that when you are off on a path of doing something good, there are going to be multiple obstacles. I don't know why it is, but when your energy expands, okay, when you become more powerful, when you become heroic, when you develop all good characteristics, you become a target for all these negative energies who would see you as a challenge and try to bring you down. They can come in many forms. They can come in your moods, where you start questioning yourself, where you feel not motivated enough to do it, where you question and doubt everything. You don't believe in the consistency because you don't see it. The next challenge that you will come is people from your comfort zone who wouldn't want you to change because they are afraid and scared of the person you'll become. They're going to mock you. They're going to irritate you. They're going to make you question yourself that what is the need to do it? What is the point? Don't listen to them. They don't see the vision. Only you do. They will call you crazy. They'll call you fanatic. They'll say you're wasting your time. But again, do not forget the goal. Keep on moving. The next challenge is going to be situations. You would be put in compromising places and scenarios where you have to make a choice, where you have to choose this or that, where you have to choose, can I do this, can I do that? Is it really important? Your priorities, everything will come into questions. Your situation will become difficult. That will compel you to leave it. But again, consistency does not wait for anyone. Time does not wait for anyone. You break it, you go back to zero. So you have to understand, all these challenges, all these hurdles will come in my path. I need to go ahead. I need to conquer. I need to not forget where my goal is. I need to keep pushing myself to reach the final destination. Do not deviate. Do not let these challenges challenge you. Okay? Do not let them get into your head. Keep moving forward. Keep going. It's going to happen. It's okay. You're only human. These are all micro tests. And what's life without any test? It wouldn't be a greater cause if it didn't have a lot of test, if it didn't have a lot of hurdle, if it wasn't difficult, because the reason it makes itself so great, the reason why it's huge, the reason why it's important, it's not because if it's easy. If it would have been easy, everyone could do it. But no, it's difficult, right? That's why it's more important. You're doing it to make a point. You're doing it for yourself. Again, be consistent. Repeat it to yourself again and again, even when you don't see results. It's fine. Soothe yourself. You have to be your friend at this point. You have to hold your hand and tell yourself, hey, we can do this. Come on, one more, one more. Keep moving, keep moving. Do not get demotivated. This is where you have to keep your motivation up. The next part of consistency comes keeping your morale up. When you don't see results, okay? When you start not to see the point in it, when you start getting scared, when you start wondering, is it really worth it? Why am I really doing it? These questions will cloud your judgment. The next part, okay? The next challenge, it's questions. You start doubting yourself. This is the mental. Okay, you have to break the mental mold, because when you're trying something difficult, when you're trying to change yourself, even if it's physical, even if it's mental, when you're trying something new, even if it's learning, remember, you're going to change. So the next step after consistency is change. And all this change is going to start with you questioning yourself. You have to be ready that you are going to change, okay? You are going to go from a caterpillar to a butterfly. So these changes are inevitable. It's going to happen. You have to be comfortable because you don't know what the change comes. You know, you don't know what the change gets with it. So you have to get comfortable, and change will have you thinking so many things in your mind. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for change? Your life will change. Are you ready for it? People's perspective on you will change. Are you ready for it? Your situations will change. Are you ready for it? You'll learn different things. You'll see the world in a different way. Are you ready for it? start getting comfortable in change. Start embracing change. Expect change, because change will be the deciding factor that, hey, the mindset has changed. The physical is almost going to change. I am ready. It's going to be a new life. It's going to be a new situation. You're going to leave of what was there. You're going to be different. You need to be okay with that. And change is always positive. Always, whenever you're working for something better, something bigger, and change is incoming, it's going to be a good change. It's going to make you feel proud. People are going to see you in a very different light. You might lose close people. You might lose friends. You might lose family. You might have people come and tell you, you have changed so much. See those signs. Look at all these signs. All these things are pointing you. You're ready for change. It's coming next. Get ready. You will question yourself. People will question yourself. I wasn't like this before. I am changing. I didn't used to think like this before. I am changing. All these questions, let them come. Answer them. They're a part of change. You are leveling up. People will come, ask you why you're changing. What's the point? They will again put doubts in your head. But remember, if I can see the change, if other people can see the change, it's happening, it's going. Now I need to focus on the goal. That means the goal is near. That means you're almost there. That means you did something that people have started noticing. So this change, it's good. Embrace it. Be mentally prepared for it. Next part is shedding your skin. Next part is accepting to let go of things. Yeah, it's going to be different. I am going to be different. I am going to turn from a caterpillar to a butterfly. This is it. I have to let go of my past. I have to let go and unlearn things that do not serve me anymore. I have to look forward and embrace new things. Your situation is going to change. You're going to shed your skin. A new level is going to be unlocked. It's unfamiliar. But you need to let go. You need to let go of old habits, old people. And you have to be comfortable with that. You have to say goodbye to some things, some habits that you were doing, some people that you knew, some situations you were in. You have to make peace with the fact that, hey, I experienced it. It's no longer going to happen. Thank you for being for whatever reason, but it's time I step out of my comfort zone. This applies to anything. It could be a mental thing that you're trying to do. It could be a mindset you're trying to change. It could be a relationship you're trying to leave. It could be a job that you're trying to get. It could be a body that you're trying to goal for. It could be any challenge, let it be small or big. Challenges are important in your life. You need to always constantly go through challenges. If you're not going through a growth journey, if you're not going through a journey where you're going up, changing, becoming new, then you will be stuck in old patterns and old habits. Then don't be sad. First, notice those areas in your life that are making you feel sad. If you want to change it, if you can change it, change it. That's it. No excuses. You have to be okay of letting go of that comfort zone. You have to be okay of not revisiting that situation, that place again. You have to be okay. You have to let it go. You cannot accept change and be in the same place you were. So you have to make that call. Now that you're changing, now that you're becoming better, you have to transform. You have gotten that mental jump. You have left that situation. You are doing that physical jump. So now you have to detach yourself emotionally from everything that held you back, from everything that's giving you nostalgia of the thing. They're all trying to attract you back. They're all trying to call you back because you have the fear of the unknown. You don't know what lies on the opposite side of the change. You're scared to take that jump. Don't forget, you're doing it for the better. Don't forget, you're doing it for yourself. Even when no one believes in you, even when you don't see results, even when you question yourself all the time, you have to remind yourself again and again, why am I doing it? Why am I doing it? You have to track your progress. You have to find a system that reminds you of your effort. You will feel questioned constantly. You will want to give up. You will not understand the worth. But remember, the last step, the last step, my friend, is the decision. It's the judgment. It's the success. It's what you have achieved. It's the happiness that you're going to feel when you finally do it. It was all worth it. You always wanted this. You made it. You made it, my friend. Think of the climb. You're here at the top of the mountain. The view is yours. It's going to be yours. Look at it. Embrace it. This is you now. This is change. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be wonderful. And it's going to be yours. Nothing goes in waste. You have to be consistent. You did all the change. You left all the circumstances. You have become better. Why will not success come to you? You will receive success. You will conquer. You have made all these sacrifices. You have gone through the pain. You have gone through all the time and you've already made it this far. Come on, just embrace it. You have to see. You have to see the vision. You have to believe in your success. You have to believe you can do it. Let it be small or big. You have to conquer it. Think of every blood, sweat, and tear that got you here. Think of every coping mechanism you had that got you here. Think of all the journaling, all the meditation, all the hard work, all the self-soothing, all the motivational talk, all the affirmations that got you here. It's going to be worth it. No effort goes waste. Remember, you can do it and you did it. You are going to do it because you've already come so far. All the applause, all the congratulations, all the inspiration, and then you will become an icon. All of this has led up to something. The reason why you could do it and not everyone else is because you are you. You are special. You are unique. And you did something difficult. You did what you wanted to do. You have mastered your mind. You have mastered the physical. You are different. You proved through your challenges that you're not ordinary, that you have achieved something that is impossible for other people, that is unthinkable for other people. Why? Because you're different, because you're better. You have changed, you have upgraded, you have leveled up. All this journey got you somewhere. All this motivation hasn't left you. Again, stay consistent, stay focused. You will get there. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself, and that is all that matters. You do not need anyone else in this journey. It's just you alone. And it's fine. It's always the people who have the biggest strength who achieve greater things. So now that you've come all this way far, now that you've achieved all this thing, now that you have crossed all the adversaries, and now that you have won, do not forget to celebrate. The bigger the journey, the louder the noise. Make noise. Celebrate yourself. Scream from the top of the mountain. Scream from the tallest tower because you climbed all the way up here. You're the king of the world at this moment. You have to look around, embrace it, embrace your success and scream for it. Tell everyone you achieved it. Make a noise because it was not ordinary. You are not ordinary. I hope you liked this small pep talk that I kept for you. And this is all I really, really genuinely wanted to say today. I feel like this whole sign from the universe that was using me as a channel to get this message to you. It was meant to find you. And I hope this really inspires you. Come back, listen to it, revisit it as many times. Every time you question yourself, every time you come across a challenge, every time you need a pep talk, listen to this and understand. Try to embrace the power that I'm trying to send to you. This is for you.